first date follow-up.
Well, this is a first. It's the Jubal Show. It's time for your first date follow-up. And Leslie is on the phone because she's not getting a call back from a dude she went out on a date with.
Oh.
And apparently they met on Instagram.
On Instagram?
That's, oh. Never heard of that before.
Whoa.
That's
shocking.
Crazy.
That's how I met my husband.
Yeah.
That's how I met my girlfriend.
What?
We have
yeah.
so much in common.
Wow. That's crazy. Leslie is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's not getting a call back from a guy named Richard that she met on Instagram. Before we get into everything about the date and stuff, Leslie, how long has it been since you've heard from him?
I mean, like 2 weeks, pretty much.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to him in those 2 weeks?
Maybe three times, and then like I texted him, and like four texts.
It's different from a guy to a woman,
yeah.
from a woman to a dude. It's you're allowed more texts until you're a creep. A guy's a creep after like three.
Well, but a woman can't really seem creepy too. If she's pursuing a man, it's very hard.
It's
ghosted.
Hard. It's very hard for a woman to be creepy. They can be.
Yeah.
I've experienced it, but it's very difficult. It takes a long time. Anyway, tell us how you met. We know Instagram, but tell us more about it.
Well, he likes my pictures and I like his. We follow each other and it didn't take long for us to start messaging and we really had you can't do anything except for message back and forth. Like I was just in it. So it got a little spicy, a little naughty. And I want more of that, but I also want to go out.
You want more of what he was DMing you, but in person.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to cash in on that.
Were you impressed by what he was DMing you?
Yeah, I mean, it was hot.
Okay.
You know, you just get that feeling where you're just like, I really would like this person to do what he's saying, you know?
Oh, wow. So you guys ended up going on a date. How did that go?
I mean, it was good. I will say, some of it was a wet blanket, I guess.
What?
We went to a brewery, and, we went to dinner after the brewery, and it was fine. He said he's working a lot and, you know, we had good conversation, but mm-hmm. I don't really drink beer. I would like to go on a different date. That's maybe not just I want to go to a place where maybe there's more
full
drink
bar?
Options or
yeah. Some cocktails rather than just beer and wine or just beer.
They had hot dogs. I don't really eat hot dogs. I don't know. I didn't want to ruin his good time.
I would want to know too, though, why you're being ghosted.
Yeah. Why do you think that you're getting ghosted?
I mean, I would hate to think that he's living a double life. I don't think that's that's crossed my mind. But also, I don't know, maybe he doesn't like me. Maybe, I don't know, is it because I don't like beer? I mean, I tried to like it.
Was there any other point in your date where you thought that maybe you said something that he didn't like or something that happened?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, we did talk a lot and, you know, it was not as racy as our DMs were, but...
It's weird when you are, you know, you're DMing like that and then you meet up in person and it's cold. We've done way more virtually than we're doing now.
Maybe you look different than what your pictures show.
He's got the nerve to say the things that he said to you in DM, but in person he's like, I could never
do that.
It's harder.
It's harder in person for sure, especially on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that he could be ghosting you because of the amount of messages that you sent him after?
Possibly, but I'd like to plan a different date with him. I don't know. Maybe we could have a different result, but I'm not even getting anything back from him. Maybe he died. I don't know. I don't think so. He's been commenting on other people.
Dudes don't just ghost for no reason.
I will say this. If you guys are DMing like you were DMing, right? Then maybe, I mean, for him not to call you back is kind of weird because a lot of guys would just stick around to make the DMs come to real life and then split. So we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Leslie is on the phone, and Leslie is getting ghosted by a dude named Richard. And Richard hasn't talked to her since their date. They went out a few weeks ago. She's heard nothing since, so she tried reaching out to him a bunch. She thinks maybe she's not getting a call back because she's tried too hard to get a hold of him. And texted him and maybe messaged him a little bit too much, but they met on Instagram. They were having some pretty hot and heavy and spicy direct messages between each other. And then they went out to a brewery in person and the spice turned into mild salsa.
I
couldn't think of a good way to say that, but it was just the same heat wasn't there as there was before in the direct messages. And so it was she felt it was kind of lame compared to what she thought it was going to be. And since the date, she hasn't heard anything from him. I didn't ask you at the end of that first part, Leslie, did you guys kiss?
I don't know. It was like a hug, and like he kind of kissed me a little like on the side of my face, but it was like, I don't know. We didn't make out or anything.
A cheek kiss is not, it's not a good sign if you've been talking about all kinds of different kisses in your direct messages. A cheek kiss in person might mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to dial this one right now. Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Hello.
Oh my God, is this Richard?
Yeah, who's this?
On the phone with Richard.
And
holy crap.
On the phone with Richard.
I don't even know who this is.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not interested. Have
okay, no, hold on, don't hang up. Richard, are you still there?
Yeah, what's this about?
This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
And mine's Alex.
And mine's English Evan.
And we are big fans of yours.
Mm-hmm. Did I win something?
You might.
We're doing a thing we do on the show called the first date follow-up. What that is, it's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And so we got an email about you from a woman named Leslie.
Great. What about me?
Well, Leslie said that you guys met on Instagram and you went out on a date to a brewery and she thought you were pretty cool. She said the date was a little bit lackluster and she thought you might have also felt like the date wasn't necessarily the best, but she wanted to see you again and reached out to you a few times and you won't answer. So she's wondering what happened.
Well, she is something else, I tell you.
Okay. You was it good that, or bad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's freaking great.
Well, so, she's great.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah. If she's great, why aren't you calling her back?
I mean, she's great. I didn't say I wanted to marry her. She's cool, but like, I don't know. I'm keeping my options open. I barely know her.
But is there anything that she did, like, to you that made you not want to call her back?
Not really. I mean, she's cool. She's a good backup plan.
Oh, you're in a relationship.
Backup plan.
Yeah.
Backup plan? Excuse me, Richard. I am nobody's fucking backup plan.
Who's this? Who's that? Hello?
Richard, I'm sorry about that. You're supposed to wait until I tell you, Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie.
Leslie is on the phone listening, wants to talk to you, and apparently she doesn't feel like she's anybody's effing backup plan.
This is great. Thanks, guys. This is what I get for being honest. You put me out there like this.
Is this how you talk about women? Are you serious? You're a pig.
I can't believe you're on the phone right now.
I mean, you know, yeah, of course I'm on the phone.
Leslie, how about I make it up to you? I'm sorry.
Absolutely not. No, maybe why don't you just call on your other backup plans?
Hey, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Hey, I'll take you out. It's my treat. Come on, let's go out.
No, get that through your stupid head. I'm not going out with you again, backup plan. What do you think? Come on.
Listen. This show put me up to it. You should be mad at them, not me. I didn't do anything. They're the reason you're upset at me. I didn't mean to put you on blast. They didn't tell me that this is going out there.
We're not the ones that told you to call her a backup plan.
No, we didn't say that at all.
Yeah, you mean you ghosted her and then you blame us. Do you have a girlfriend?
Or like someone that you're more interested in?
You know, there's other people that I'm seeing. I'm a single person. I'm a single man. You don't have to put me down for what my lifestyle is.
You're just so quick to like, hey, let's go out again, but you're ignoring her.
I mean, do I have to respond to people whenever they say something? I'm not on anyone else's time.
If you're keeping your options open and you're so ready to go out with her again, then why not respond to her text messages?
Maybe I'm busy. Maybe I've got other things to do. Maybe I want to reach out at my convenience.
Richard, it's the decent thing to do, though, to respond to someone that you've been on a date with if you are going to be nice.
Especially if you're trying to keep them as a backup plan. Like, you still got to talk to your bench players, you know what I mean?
Let's just call it a booty call.
You know what? Don't listen to them, Leslie. They're just trying to cover their asses for putting me on the spot here. You want to go out with me?
I mean, no. Like, I just don't know. Like, no, I'm not a backup plan. Are you kidding me?
I apologize for putting you out like that. I didn't mean to blast it out, but I didn't know that this was being broadcast. I didn't know it was in front of you.
That's the only way to get you to call me back?
Listen, let's go out again, and I'll make it up to you.
it doesn't even make sense that she's a backup plan, but you don't want to talk to her, and then you want to ask her out right now.
I didn't mean it like that. I was set up, and it came out that way.
You weren't set up.
You weren't set up. Like, you're the one that said backup plan. The words came out.
You put me up. You put me on blast. You put me in front of Leslie. If I didn't know that she was on the phone, maybe I would have said other words. But guess what? Those are the words that came out of my mouth. And Leslie, I'm saying I'm sorry, and I'm asking you out again.
I'm so sorry I set you up, I guess. Like, now you've convinced me. No.
I feel terrible.
I don't know what's going on.
Your apology, and are you guys willing to put us out on a date? Are you guys willing to pay for it?
Hold on. I was joke apologizing. Also, I'm really confused still, but it doesn't matter. Would you like to go on another date with Leslie? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would love to.
And Leslie, would you want to go on another date with Richard? We'll pay for it.
I mean, I do think you guys like really probably made this a little more dramatic than it needed to be. So like,
we did.
Are you both teaming up on us?
Y'all are crazy. Meant for each other.
He called you a backup plan, and we didn't put those words in his mouth.
And now
you were angry about it. We didn't make you angry about it.
Yeah, but I never would have even known that if you didn't have me listening in.
Leslie, please don't go on this date.
I mean, he probably would have been nicer about it if he didn't get ambushed on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been nicer about it if I wasn't ambushed.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, well, have fun on your date, you two.
Sorry, guys. Enjoy your
free day.
Life together.
Well, thanks for almost screwing up my chances with Leslie.
What?
What are you talking? I'm so confused.
You almost screwed up your chances. We'll have fun.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Jubal's first date follow-up.